Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and how are you? It's Thursday, and we usually do a call show called Transformation Thursday. I'm going to shake it up a bit because I've got some new guests coming on in the next couple of weeks, and we're launching a whole new show, too, and I'll get with you guys about that. You know, in the next, I'm going to mention it this time and give you more details as we're going along. Anyway, you know, I think that one of the hardest things to do is to, or to believe or to achieve sometimes is getting the goals to happen, right? How do we create our goals and create the wisdom, the strength, and the power to get them to get our goals, right? Or to achieve our goals. And sometimes it's not really about achieving them as much as it is about becoming the person, you know, we become a better person to achieve them. But a key in achieving your goals is clear communication about what you're looking to create. Let me give you an example of that. Okay, I'm going to do it in different areas. Okay, the first area I'll start with is relationships, love. I think people usually call me as a clairvoyant about love and money. And so the love one would be this. If you're dating a woman and or you're dating a man and you feel like the relationship isn't going anywhere and you want to create it so it does go somewhere, then you've really got to put that out there and just say and say, I would like a great relationship with the man or the woman of my dreams. Sounds pretty easy, right? But it's hard, though, too, as well. You know, so you write that down, you say, I'd like to create the relationship of my dreams and be really clear about what the relationship of your dreams looks like. Not so much about the guy or the girl, but the essence of that relationship. Do you want someone who's a great mate? Do you want someone who's fun and playful? Do you want someone who has compassion? Do you want someone that has strength? Do you want somebody that has integrity? Those are some of the physical characteristics. So be really clear about what you're looking to create. Okay, I write them down and I read them. Okay, so then the second thing is you want to be very clear on the physical characteristics that this person may have, that you're creating right now and that, you know, that you have right now or that you have in the future. Okay, and you go, well, three, I can't get it out of this person, this girl, this guy, this girl. And I go, maybe you can. All you need to do is be really clear in your communication with your higher part of yourself, your angels, or whoever you believe in. Okay. And so your physical characteristics, I would like a man who is 6 foot tall, 6'1", or whatever you want, blonde, blue eyes, dark hair, dark eyes, red hair, whatever, okay? But be very, very specific about the physical characteristics as much as you are about the other characteristics, the emotional and the mental characteristics, smart, savvy, sexy, other things, okay? Clear communication. That's key here with your goals. I swear it is. And then, you know, and also what kind of emotional or mental qualities do you want? What kind of, do you want them to be spiritual? So make sure you want them to be spiritual, savvy, sexy, smart. You know, those are some things that you may want to put in your being very clear about the kind of man you're looking to create or you're looking to have in your life or the kind of woman. You want someone who's 5'3", athletic, 5'7", you know, firm, curvy, whatever you're looking for, okay? Because you go, well, physical is not important. It is, okay? If you're going to want someone to feel good, look good, and you're going to be that way yourself, then make sure you're clear on that communication with that higher power, okay? So what I want to reiterate, too, is if you're not clear on the physical characteristics, if you're not clear on the spiritual characteristics, you want somebody who meditates, for instance, and you're not clear on the emotional characteristics, I just want someone, you know, that is. You want to be very detailed, looking for the essence of what you're like looking to create. Smart, savvy, sexy, compassionate, has integrity. But look at yourself in the mirror. Are you those things as well? Because if you're asking for them, be them as well. Because they're going to mirror it back to you, okay? And so that's real key. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about or share with you, when I talk to people that are doing relationships or they're trying to find that perfect relationship or their perfect relationship for them, one of the things I really do notice is that, especially dating websites, have you guys ever used them? I think they're a perfect example about really being clear about what you're looking to create and why it's important. I've done dating websites. I've, you know, used them myself. I've had clients that have used them. I did a lot of interviews, you know, using, you know, interviewing people that are using them. And the one thing I want to be really straightforward with is if you're looking for a relationship, or if you're looking for someone to have kicks and giggles with and just to play around with, save that in your profile, okay? Say that in what you're looking to create, you know, in the profile that you write for your man and for yourself. And if you're writing it for a website, you know, a dating website like eHarmony, there's so many of them out there. And then say what you're looking for. I would like a relationship. If you're looking for kicks and giggles, I would like a guy or a girl for kicks and giggles and just nothing serious. If you're looking for someone, for instance, to marry, then say that, okay? And because when you're clear about that, that's what you're going to attract. What I notice a lot is that women compromise themselves with a guy that he says, I like a relationship, when you look at his profile, or you're talking to him, you just met him, and then he's afraid to get involved. You know what I mean? Or he's saying, oh, I'm just looking for someone to be friends with and have sex with. Well, if you're not into hookups, then you stick by your gun. You want a relationship, and don't drop that. And don't settle for, well, maybe I'll go out with him. And I've seen women do this. They'll have sex with somebody hoping that it will turn into a relationship. It doesn't work like that in most cases. I'm not saying in every case, but I've talked to tons of people. So clear communication about what you're really looking for in a relationship. If that's what you're looking for, then don't you settle for anything less. And that goes for men or women, all right? Because if you're settling and hoping that it will turn into, that's not being fair to yourself. And you're projecting onto the guy that you're with or the girl that you're with what you want, and that may not be what they want. And guy or girl that you're saying you want a relationship, and then you're telling the woman or the woman, you're telling the man that you don't want a relationship, that you just want to, you know, have something physical, and you've got I want a relationship, then you need to change that, because be clear on what you're looking for, and it really affects every area of your life. I noticed this as doing the coaching that I'm doing. If somebody is not clear and what they're looking for in a physical relationship or a money relationship or job relationship, and they're settling, then usually they're settling in every part of their life, okay? Straight across the board, because it's hard to be tough and strong in one area, if not all areas. Not impossible, but most of the time you're going to see some things that don't add up, okay? So that's the physical, right? The essence of what you're looking for. I'm sorry, that's relationships, romantic relationships. And you go, well, Turi, what if I've got a husband or a wife and she is or he is not? Write what you're looking for. I promise you that's when you start to see miracles in your relationship, okay? The biggest relationship is yourself. But so be clear on who you are and what you would like to be, okay? And then be clear on who you would like to be with, okay? But be clear on who you are. If you want to be a someone, I like to run. I have a friend of mine who likes kickboxing, and she wants to be a really good kickboxer. I have another friend of mine who's doing the Spartan race, right? And he knows who he is. You know, he says, I'm training for it, and I'm, you know, putting it out there, and this is what I like to run, a person I like to run with. But he's making sure he's that person. And he has to do things differently to get the kind of, things to be that strong Spartan race person. And so be really clear on who you are and what you're looking for. Okay, who am I? You go, okay, I'm, you know, strong. I'm, you know, sexy, savvy. I love to run. And this is what, you know, and this is what I like to, how many times I like to run a week. This is how many times I like to exercise a week. And so when you're clear on that, about who you are, you're going to attract who you want to be with. Okay? So let's talk about money, financial prosperity. I think that is such a challenge sometimes, right? So, you know, if you have clear communication with yourself, your angels, and, and I sometimes think this is a bit easier than, than maybe romance, okay? So what you can do is really be clear about thing goals first, okay? Like if you want, you know, I wrote, I want a house on the beach and I want it to look a certain two bedrooms, that, you know, went through the whole thing. I want a convertible and I want to create this in a certain amount of time. And this is my 2015 year goals. Okay. And so these are a couple of thing goals that I have. Another thing goal is I want to go to, you know, I want to go to, gosh, I can't even think right now. So sorry. But I want to go to and hike in the Grand Canyon. Right. And a friend of mine are going to do that in, I think, October. And so we've made plans and arrangements to do that. And so thing goals sometimes are easier than saying, I want $5 million or $5,000. Because if you want $5,000 extra a month, then you better have something you want to spend it on. Okay. Because if you have $5,000, you don't have what you want to spend it on, then it becomes harder to create, because it seems like some whimsical number out there. So if you are clear about the thing goals you want to achieve, maybe you want a great vacation, you know, in Hawaii. Maybe you want to go snorkeling with the dolphins in Key West or in the Caribbean, or, you know, so be really clear on thing goals that you want to achieve. And then when you look at that, then you're going to go, okay, how much money do I need to have this? Then so you say, I want an extra $5,000 a month, and you're clear about that, you know what you're going to spend it on. Put more than just your goal. I mean, I want to pay my bills. We're always going to pay our bills in most cases, you guys. So, but if you write the thing goals out first, it's so much easier. And remember, most people can only dream two times as much as they make now. So if you're making $5,000 a month and you want, you know, you can usually only dream and believe that you can have, you know, twice that much. I'm not saying for everybody, but in most situations, okay? So write your thing goals out, you know, be clear about it, what you're looking to do. I'd like to go to, you know, Bimini, or I'd like to go to the Caribbean. And then what I also do, and I learned this, I think, from Tony Robbins, is I'll write down all the thing goals I can think of, like within a 5-minute period of time. I'm clear on that. And then what I do is I put a timeline, 1, 3, or 5 years that I would like to achieve them. Maybe you want to learn a different language, okay, or two different languages. So when you put that, you write that down, you take about a minute or two to write, and time yourself, a minute or two to write what you'd like to achieve in your thing goals, you know, in the next 1, 3, or 5 years. Then when you look at it, you've got a whole year list that you want to achieve in that are the most important to you to achieve in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years. How cool is that, right? But it start with thing goals. Don't start with money right now, okay? Because money will come when you have the things, you know, whatever you want to have, the dreams, the things, the great new house, the vacation house, the trips, the clothes, the car, you know, family vacations for yourself. Then you're going to be able to do that, you know, and in your relationship, all right? You know, you can do that with your relationship. When do you want to, because the relationship with yourself is the most important. So if you're looking for a guy or a girl that is a runner or a swimmer or loves to go to fashion shows, then are you that kind of person? Are you looking for someone to do spas with, you know, or that will share a spa day with you? Then make sure you're doing that spa day yourself, okay, before you ever try to get your guy or girl to go with you. So, you know, the thing goals are a little bit easier. The relationship goals, you know, you can put a timeline on there, but, you know, work on the things you want to achieve yourself in the next 1, 3, 5 years. Okay. So that's clear communication right there. And then being that great person, you know, you can put that in your, you know, being a great person, learning the languages, all those things can really go in your thing goals. But if you want the relationship of your dreams, just write the essence of what you want to create in your life with your mate. As I said, I went over the characteristics, and make sure you are those things yourself. Okay. Finances, you know, with money, this is a little tricky because, how much money do you want to have, you know, and how do you want to create that? Do you want to do a not-for-profit? Do you want to give back? And those kind of things. So you can do, like, write how much money you would like to have in those 1, 3, and 5, and 10-year goals. I would go 10 years on this one. Be really clear. I'd like to have an extra this or a money market or whatever. This one is harder, as I said. So you may want to start out with just 1 year at a time. This is what I would like to end up with at the end of 2015. And then put some ways that you can increase your financial worth And if you're not sure, you say, I'd like to have an extra $2,000 a month or an extra $1,000, right? And how can you do that, right? And so you would want to write that question down. How can I'd like an extra $1,000 a month and by in the next 6-7 months or by the end of 2015 or the first 3 months, I'd like an extra $1,000 coming in every month. And how do I create that? And then you start writing things down, start dreaming, maybe write a book, maybe start blogging, maybe, blogging's really good. There's a website out there called learntoblog.com and we'll show you, and people are making tons of money with blogging and being an expert in things that people, niche marketing, things that they, that people want to know about. So I'm just trying to give you some ideas. Art, maybe you're writing a book and you want to write ebooks about, publishing, or maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to give you guys ideas about that, but be really clear on what you like. If you want an extra money on there, extra money every month, what would you be willing to do to get it? Okay, would you want to start a side business? Would you want to get a promotion in your job? Would you want to get a second job? Would you want to write ebooks? Would you want to, publish your own book? Would you want to blog? I'm giving you easy stuff that people are making a lot of money and not a lot of investment with it. Okay, but be very clear about that. I would like to make it an extra $1,000 a month or $2,000, whatever it is, and I'd like to achieve this in XYZ time, and show me how to do it. And just keep your mind open with it. And also, I think if you're looking to create wealth, if you're looking to create prosperity, if you're looking to create a life of passion, start reading about entrepreneurs. Think and Grow Rich was a book that really helped me. And both of my folks were entrepreneurs. But, study about people that are making a great deal of money and just all of a sudden, they've came up with a great idea, or they put something together and there are these in the top 1% of the population. You can read about old money, but I think these new inventors, these new people that are coming out, with some of the things that they're doing are amazing. If you like sports, be clear. I'd like to be and this is more for high school, college students, there's certainly been stories out there, but be clear on what you want to achieve if you're looking to make money in sports. Okay. And, because there's other things besides being a sports, playing in sports, you can also be training and all that kind of those different aspects of it. I have a friend of mine that wanted an extra $1,000 a month, and he was an attorney, right? And he was going through a divorce, and he became, get this, he became a photographer and now has his own studio, and built it and did studio shows and our photography shows and all that. So, he makes more money now than obviously just a little bit, but his goal was not to so much to make money, but to do what he loved and love what he did. And his heart wasn't in being an attorney, but it is being an artist, a photographer. So be clear on what you're, what you'd like to create. If you want more money a month and you have a passion, that's great to pair it up. So if you want to go, I'd like to write, and I'd like to make an extra $1,000 a month, and show me the opportunities to do that. If you'd like to make an extra $1,000 a month and you're not sure, then just say, hey, show me how to do that, and it will come to you, I promise. And if you're looking to be wealthy and passionate and have a great life, read about people that are doing that. Think and Grow Rich, like I said, Tony Robbins is wonderful. He's got a book out. It was one of his first, Awaken the Giant Within, and great story. And I also think that if you're looking to create and you're looking to have great communication to get your goals, and I've given you some a few things that you can do, just be clear and think of in what you'd like to create. Write it down, what you want in a relationship, the essence of what you're looking for, singles, what you're looking to enjoy, okay? And also financial goals, 1, 3, 5, 10 years. Start with the first year if you want, as I said, whatever you're looking to create, an extra $1,000 a month. And then if you have a passion that you have and it's been a hobby and you want to make money with it, I always say hobbies cost you money, passion brings you money, okay? And that's okay, whatever you want to do. But if you have a hobby and or you think you're good at something, then ask the doors to be open to you to create the money that you're looking to create. And put a number on it, all right? Because if you have a number, then it's not something that's just out there, whimsical. you know, and then just say, hey, I'm a great guitar player. I'm a great songwriter, and show me how to make money with my writing songs or writing books or whatever. Okay. I think that's all. Also, I think too, as because we're all spiritual beings here having a human experience, it's important to give back. Okay. So think about, you know, universe, I want you to help me with this. And right now I can give my time. You know, so maybe you want to donate a couple hours a week, or you want to donate something to the schools, or, you know, or you want to donate. I think time is better than money, but at both work. So you can donate money when you make a lot of money or make more money, but you certainly can donate your time. And because when you're asking for more, then be willing to open your heart to give more. Okay. And I hope that helps you guys, because that's something that I've done and practiced, and my folks taught me that. As I said, they were entrepreneurs, and it served me well when I honor that within myself. And so I hope that helps you guys. We've got a lot of cool shows that are coming up, and we have our mastermind group on Tuesday and Thursday at 8:30 a.m. And people are really achieving big things and having a lot of fun. And it's great to have a group of people to work with that will support you in your dreams and your goals, and also give you the energy to create it to happen, and you give them the energy to create theirs to happen. We've got some good people on there. So join us if you like. 760-890-7143. That's every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30. And then we have shows coming up on Monday at 9:30. Sue is going to be doing one on the sacred space, and so it can help your healing work and your spiritual work. It's a great show. And I know that Victoria did one recently this past Wednesday night She did one on soul planning. Super, super cool. And then Donna is our expert in aromatherapy and also herbal remedies, herbal tinctures, whatever you want to call it, herbs. And she's an expert there. So she did one on clearing the chakras and also helping your home to vibrate at a high level. Amazing. Both shows were, and so you can download them 24/7, 365 days a year. And then we've got one, Diane does one on relationships, writing and publishing a book. So some of you guys who want to make extra money or do that full time, listen to her show. She does that Saturday mornings at 11:30 East Coast time. And we've got some more angel coaches coming out with some great shows. And I do one, and my friend Vic and I do one on Tuesday at 2 p.m. on relationships, sex, and dating. Doesn't get much sweeter than that, or sexy. And then Tuesday evening, I haven't done it. I will resume it this week, coming week, on making things happen, manifesting and creating things to happen using different ideas. And then Thursday night, Transformation Thursday. Next week or the week after, I can't remember. I'll have to look that up. I have a guy that was, he's an artist, and he's got a humble beginning. And things weren't so easy for him, but he's got a real Cinderella story. So you don't want to miss it. And that's Thursday night at 7 p.m. It's either next Thursday or the following. All right, everyone, you have a wonderful now, and enjoy your weekend. And we will see you on Saturday with Di and her relationship show. Okay, and how to publish a book. All right, bye, everybody. Oh, one more thing. If you haven't liked our page, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page. And there you'll see a list of the shows there too as well. All right, take care now. Bye-bye.